know what it is, Buck? I think I watch those games from Montreal on the weekend. I didn't go down because I had stuff to do here. I watch those games from Montreal on the weekend, and that kind of got me fired up. And I think I got the impression that for a lot of the Blue Jays players, it did as well, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did. When Edwin Encarnacion got the two-run double in the seventh inning on Friday night, Ryan Goins jumped off the bench and pumped his fist and then had to remind himself, wait a minute, this is spring training. Mm-hmm. It was a great atmosphere and a good way to start the season, because had the Blue Jays remained in Dunedin and then made the trip over here to St. Petersburg, it would have seemed like another spring training game today. But obviously with that atmosphere in Montreal, I think everybody's primed and ready to start the season. And, you know, just like you, I think we're all cautiously optimistic. But I think the big thing is there's something about this team that is different.
Mm-hmm.
There's a calmness to Brett Laurie, the stability of second base of Ryan Goins, the confidence of Ari Dickey, the confidence of Drew Hutchison. And I know people are going to say, well, Casey Jansen's hurt, so here we go again. Well, you know what? I saw Casey last night, and I don't think it's as significant as it sounds right off the bat.
No, to me, Buck, it speaks to the – and I'm not – believe me, I'm not trying to, you know, put a nice coat of paint in this. I just think if I've got Casey Jansen and he is at all uncomfortable at this stage of the year, I've got Steve Delabar and Sergio Santos, I'm going to err on the side of caution. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's why I have these guys.
Yeah, and I spoke to Casey, as I said last night, and I said, Casey, if it takes you 3 weeks out of a six-month season, you, at this point in your career, understand that that's not significant. And he is in agreement. And it's really interesting, Jeff, because everybody kind of thinks, well, he's got shoulder problems, and they're just saying it's his lower back. I saw his side yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's got a bruise on his side, which means that he pulled something inside, but it doesn't appear to be as significant. He felt it a little bit after his first minor league game. Then he felt it in Montreal on Friday night, thought he could pitch through it. And then when he woke up on Saturday, he had this bruise on his left side that suggested there was some muscle damage in there. But they're pretty optimistic. It might take him 3 weeks to get back, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Buck Martinez joins us in the Jeff Blair Show. You know what I liked in those games in Montreal? I liked the fact that they were clean. I loved what I saw the Blue Jays in spring training the week that I was down there. Brett Laurie made a highlight reel play on Friday, but Brett Laurie also made just a lot of routine plays. This team, it's only spring training, but my sense is that this team is going to play a cleaner game. And to me, a cleaner game, given the lineup that this team has, Buck, a cleaner game should translate into more wins.
Yeah, it certainly should. And when you think about it, the difference between this team and the team a year ago is there's only one guy on the 25-man roster that wasn't part of the organization last year. That's quite a departure from what happened a year ago. There were 11 first-time Blue Jays on the opening day roster last year. And there were nine new to the roster in 14, but only Navarro is from out of the organization. So, you know, if they played like a team, John did a good job this spring of making sure that the regulars played every day. They get 3 and 4 at bats during the exhibition game all the way down to the end. So they're prepared. They're ready to play.
You mentioned Deonner Navarro. Reading some of his comments in the local papers and talking to him a little bit in the spring and again going back to, and I know I did this when I was on with you and Jerry, I referred to your comments about how he had caught a particular game in a particular at-bat. I get the sense people in Toronto are, and I'm not turning this into let's slag J.P.R. and Sebia, but I think Deonner Navarro is such an improvement over him in some of the subtle aspects of the game that people are going to notice it. You know what I mean? People are going to notice the subtle improvements you see from behind the plate with Navarro.
There's no question about it. Pitchers already have noticed dramatically. They all, to a man, love throwing to him. He makes strikes look like strikes, and he receives the ball very well. And as we've talked about in the past, he came into his own here in Tampa Bay with the Rays, with Jim Hickey and Joe Maddon, and we know all about how well they handle pitching staffs. But Burley told me in Montreal the other day that Navarro didn't even give him signs a few times.
Mm-hmm.
They had a feel for what they were doing. And he would flash a sign in between and all of that stuff. So Navarro is a guy that really has a feel for pitching, and I just think it's going to be awesome.
Buck Martinez joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Mark Burley and R.A. Dickey, who will shoulder much of the load, at least at the start of the season, didn't have great starts last year. Leave aside whatever they may or may not do in the American League East. How much of that in the case of R.A. Dickey do you think was just the fact that that was such an odd offseason between being traded and then signing an extension and doing the book and doing his tour and going to the World Baseball Classic? Do you expect a better start from those two veterans this year?
Yes, I do, especially Dickey. And, you know, he was 2-4 in April last year, coming off a Cy Young year. Just the demands of those awards. And David Price talked about his season as well. He was 1-2 with a 5.21 ERA in April. And he said, I just had too many things to do. I couldn't have a regular workout. I didn't have my normal off-season routine in place. And he made 4 different trips to Los Angeles, twice in 1 week. So when you're awarded these top awards, you go around and you accept dinners and you have all kinds of appearances and your routine gets out of whack. So I expect David Price to be much better, but also R.A. Dickey and Mark Burley. And Burley's been throwing great. He had a great outing against the Yankees in Tampa, and then he threw well against the Expos, and I think they're both primed and ready. I think this team, to a man, got embarrassed by last year, and they want to turn things around.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I think we overlook, because we're so conditioned to thinking of baseball in terms of stats, sometimes we overlook the power of embarrassment, don't we? I mean, seriously, we do. We really do.
And you know what? Everybody talked about these guys, and Bautista made comments like, well, we're the best team. We should win. And everybody felt that way. Media felt that way. Players felt that way. Then they win 74 games. Now, you're in a unique situation. Reyes, the fans really haven't seen Reyes yet. Didn't hit a triple last year. Mm-hmm. Cabrera is healthy, and he didn't have a contract. He's a free agent at the end of this year. There are a lot of things that bode well for the Blue Jays, including the way Adam Lind is swinging the bat. Encarnacion has developed into a terrific power hitter. And Jose Bautista, every aspect of his spring was top-notch. He worked hard every single day. He ran to his position between innings. He threw the ball very well from the outfield. He is primed and ready to recapture the home run title this year.
Buck, as you get ready to call today's game between the Rays and Jays, I've got to ask you, who do you like in the American League East?
Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What they've done, and this is something they haven't had in the past, they have their entire infield back intact. They have David DeJesus for a full season. They have Will Myers for a full season. Desmond Jennings in his second full season as the center fielder. And they don't have to go over many of the plays. They don't have to teach any newcomers what their style is. They know. So this is one of the few times this has happened. You know, they expected to lose David Price, James Loney, Jose Molina, maybe even David DeJesus to free agency, but they didn't. So this team comes in with a deeper rotation than they had in a while. They've got Hellickson in the wings. Last year they had 6 starters make 153 starts for them. So they have consistency. And David Price, he's got a chip on his shoulder as well. Last year was his worst season as a starter, so he's anxious to come out and talk about it. Baltimore's got a terrific lineup, maybe the best in baseball. They don't have the depth and the rotation that Tampa Bay has.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I look at the Yankees and Red Sox. I mean, the Yankees in particular, I look at that infield, and, you know, there are a lot of people banging on about Ryan Goins at second base and, you know, how he's barely replacement level. But, man, I look at the Yankees infield. They've got a lot of age, and they've got a lot of issues there. They really do.
Well, they should do. Kelly Johnson's going to start out at third base. Brian Roberts hasn't played in 4 years. Derek Jeter's 39 years old and missed all of last season, basically. And you don't know what you're going to get from Teixeira. Yeah, they spent a lot of money in the offseason, but they have some key question marks in big spots. And, you know, how good is CC Sabathia now? You know, in one thing that we've all forgotten, no Mariano Rivera.
I know, and they think they have bullpen depth, but big
Judge
difference.
Girardi's worried about his bullpen. He told me that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and I know that talking to some of the New York writers, they've also said the same thing. You know, they're talking about depth and everything, but there's depth, and then there's Mariano.
Yeah, that changes everybody's mindset.